when it's pure, there is not a trace of falsehood. Like, don't miss that. As you're in the culture today, how many people are alive? Raise your hand. Okay, a couple of us. Okay, praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. All right. Next sermon is how to be alive. That's okay. The rest of you, I got you. That's okay. We're good. We're good. If you are living today and you have blood in your veins, the reality is this, that you are in a war. You're in a battle. Ephesians 6, 10 and following. That we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but of the spiritual forces, the hosts of darkness. Satan himself, who has his army and his kingdom, they are coming against you with everything they got. That when you say, I'm going to serve Jesus, contrary to the utter nonsense and heresy of the prosperity gospel, your life is going to be hard. But we know this, that because every word of God is pure, that we can simply preach scripture to ourselves. You don't have to turn on Oprah. Dr. Phil's not going to solve your problems. I assure you this. Jesus Christ will set you free. Matter of fact, he says this through his word in John 8. He says this. He says, if you abide in my word, the word abide in the Greek means this, to remain in permanently, to anchor your soul, to put your heart, your life in concrete in Jesus Christ and to remain anchored in him. If you abide in my word, you are my disciple. And then he goes on to verse 32 of chapter 8 and he says this, and you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
Welcome to This Day in the Word with Pastor John Couch, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. It is a joy to have you listening today, and we pray that you will be encouraged, challenged, and motivated to live for God like never before. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor John Couch.
Hey, this is John Couch of This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to This Day in the Word. We're excited about what God is going to do through today's program. And so without further ado, let's take our Bibles together right now and let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30, looking at verse 5, as we listen to the first part of the message entitled, Pure Words and a Trust That Shields.
Father God, we come before you today and we don't say this lightly, but we say this with great vigor, with great enthusiasm, with great tenacity. But God, we know this for sure, that you are mighty to save. You are mighty to redeem. You are mighty to restore. You are mighty to reconcile. You are mighty to take our broken mess and create it into a profound and life-transforming message. You are mighty to take our tests and convert them into a divine, glory-giving testimony. And God, we know it all starts with this simple premise. That great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Whether we're up or whether we're down, on the mountain or in the valley, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. God, I pray as we continue today to worship now through the Word, I pray that every one of us in the church house today would be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, which is our reasonable service. Let us not be conformed to this world, but oh God, I pray, help us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. God, help me to decrease right now while you increase. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, my Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And we pray this in the mighty, in the matchless name, the name that's above every name, the name of King Jesus do we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Take your Bible and turn to the Old Testament book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 30. Right towards the end there of that book, Proverbs chapter 30. I'm going to be reading a few verses and then just hunker down on a brief text today. Proverbs chapter 30. As you're turning there, the title of the message today, if you're taking notes, and I pray you are, if you do have a pen or pencil, toothpaste, whatever you have to write with, something, anything, I pray that if you're able to write notes, I encourage you to do that. The title of the message is simply this, Pure Words and a Trust that Shields. Pure words and a trust that shields. The Word of God is powerful, amen? The Word of God is active. The Word of God is living. The Word of God does the work that only the Word of God can do. And we're going to see today how glorious the Word of God from the book of wisdom called Proverbs. And if you're not reading a Proverbs a day, I will tell you this, it's going to be hard to keep the devil away. But when you read a Proverbs a day and fill your mind and your heart and your soul with the wisdom of God, your heart, your soul, your mind will begin to sing with confidence because it's the Word of God as it's driven deep within the bedrock of your heart that will not only change your life, but it will transform the lives around you. Proverbs chapter 30, Bibles open, I pray. I'm going to start in verse 2 because verse 1 has many names I can't pronounce. Verse 2, surely I am more stupid than any man. Pause for a moment. This does not sound overly promising. It gets better, I do promise. And do not have the understanding of a man. Verse 3, I neither learned wisdom, there's that word, nor have knowledge of the Holy One. Capital H, capital O. Verse 4, listen to these questions. Who has ascended into the heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? Capital S. If you know. Now here's verse 5 and 6 as we conclude. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in Him. Do not add to His words, lest He rebuke you, and you are found a liar. Interesting words from a guy that we know as Agur, A-G-U-R. We don't know a lot about this dude. But we know this in a few short verses, he has the wisdom of God in him. Amen? And here he comes swinging out of the chute, swinging out of the gate. And he's saying these words here that, look, I'm not overly smart. I'm not overly intelligent. But the way I know to get the wisdom I need is not to look at me. I got to look to the One. I got to look to God. Who is His Son? Who gathered the wind in His fists? You guys ever tried that before? Gathering the wind in your fists? Man, good luck on that one, amen? Man, you look like a Baptocostal out in your front yard, don't you? You're out there swinging in the wind, trying to gather the wind. comes out of this conclusion with this text, and he says, do you know his son? What's his son's name?
Jesus.
That's the ultimate question of life, isn't it? That's the ultimate question of your life today. It's not where you live, how much you have, how much you don't have, who you marry, who you don't marry, what you drive, what you don't drive. The ultimate question in your life today is, do you know Jesus? But we can even take it a step further, because I guess really the real question in your life today, in my life today, is not only do you know Jesus, but does he know you? And then he says this in verse 5. Every of God is pure. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what the political scene says. I don't care what the school system says. In many cases, I don't even care what the church says in America. I rest on this promise from God's word that every word of God is pure. Every. In the Hebrew, it simply means this, all. There's not any side door. There's not any escape hatch. There is not any fine print at the bottom of the contract where God says, oops, I kind of made an error here. Why don't you guys go figure this out for me? Every word of God is pure. Every. That should give you confidence today. That every word in his word is pure. That you know this, that since your God is for you, who or what can be against you? That you can know today with confidence, because every word of God is pure, that greater is he that resides within me than he, the devil, that resides within the world. Do you see what this does? When you know that every word of God is pure, your spine begins to be stiffened. Your spine is not stiffened on the mountaintop. Your spine gets stiffened in the valley. You're battle tested. You're forged. God has drug you graciously and loving you through one pit after another, and you come out smelling like roses, not because how great you are, but how great our God is. The word pure is an interesting word in the Hebrew. It means this, to be refined, to be tested. I love this part of the definition, though, because I pray it paints a picture for you today. When it's pure, there is not a trace of falsehood. Like, don't miss that. As you're in the culture today, how many people are alive? Raise your hand. Okay, a couple of us. Okay, praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. All right. Next sermon is how to be alive. That's okay. The rest of you, I got you. That's okay. We're good. We're good. If you are living today and you have blood in your veins, the reality is this, that you are in a war. You're in a battle. Ephesians 6, 10 and following. That we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but of the spiritual forces, the hosts of darkness, Satan himself, who has his army and his kingdom, they are coming against you with everything they got. That when you say, I'm going to serve Jesus, contrary to the utter nonsense and heresy of the prosperity gospel, your life is going to be hard.
You're listening to This Day in the Word, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. All of Pastor Couch's messages are archived and are free to download at thisdayministries.org. In addition, you can share your prayer requests with us via email. Our email address for prayer requests is prayer@thisdayministries.org. That's prayer@thisdayministries.org. And now, back to This Day in the Word with Pastor John Couch.
But we know this, that because every word of God is pure, that we can simply preach Scripture to ourselves. You don't have to turn on Oprah. Dr. Phil's not going to solve your problems. I assure you this. Jesus Christ will set you free. Matter of fact, he says this through his word in John 8. He says this. He says, if you abide in my word, the word abide in the Greek means this, to remain in permanently, to anchor your soul, to put your heart, your life in concrete in Jesus Christ and to remain anchored in him. If you abide in my word, you are my disciple. And then he goes on to verse 32 of chapter 8 and he says this, and you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Every word of God is pure, without a trace of falsehood. And so we're able to stand in the calamity. We're able to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. We're able, not because of our strength, but because of utter dependence on the one who carries us through the storm. See, every word of God is pure. 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 There is not a trace of falsehood in the glorious Word of God. And even if the whole world, even if your whole family, even if the whole company that you work for, even if the entire church that you attend, even if all of those entities go off into mass deception, we will not bend. We will not buckle. We will not break. We're going to stand for the Word of God. As I travel, I see this happen on many occasions that people don't bring a Bible. Now, if you're here today and you don't have a Bible, we're going to solve that problem. You tell me before I leave, if you don't have a Bible, and if you really want a Bible, and if you're really going to read it and really pour it in your heart, I'm going to personally make sure you get a Bible. Like, I don't care what I got to sell to get you a Bible, I'm selling it. As long as it's not my family, amen? Amen, amen. That's how much I believe in the Word of God. You will never, listen closely, you will never solve your spiritual problems with man-made solutions. It will only keep you on a cul-de-sac going nowhere. All the addiction, all the pain, all the sin that every one of us, myself at the top of the list, grapple with and war against. My flesh says, here, take this man-made fleshly pleasure solution and put it on top of your problem, and it's going to dull your pain and fill your void. And all it does is make you feel worse, ultimately. It's the Word of God that's pure that will set you free today. That's why key number one, if you're taking notes, key number one, write it down if you're able. The entirety of God's Word has been, comma, is, comma, and forever will be, comma, I like commas, don't write that down. Pure. Let me say that again. Key number one, the entirety from the book of table of contents to the book of maps and everything in between, the entirety of God's word has been past tense, comma, is present tense, comma, and forever, forever into all eternity, forever, forever, forever will be, comma, pure. That's a hallelujah moment, isn't it?
Amen.
We're not going to get to the end of this deal, your life, my life, and go, wow, didn't realize that it wasn't all true. No, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. How many seconds inside eternity for you today that have rejected the righteous, imputing, atoning, substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ, how many seconds today will it take you inside eternity to realize that it was true? How many seconds? 3? 7? 12? 40? If you want to be spiritual, we can throw out those numbers, right? How many seconds will it take you today inside? How many seconds will it take you inside eternity when it's all said and done? There's no do-overs. How many seconds will it take you inside eternity, apart from the presence of God, apart from the presence of Jesus, to go, oh, it was true. It is true. It will forever be true. Just like the centurion who stood at the foot of the cross and he saw our Savior as they hung him high and they stretched him wide. Here was his response. Truly, this was the Son of God. Every word of God is pure. Now here's what it does, because it's pure. It convicts my sinful wickedness. Here were a few thoughts in preparation that God just revealed to me. This is for me. I'm sharing them with you. Perhaps God's going to speak a word into your life right now as I share my brokenness. And perhaps he might preach into your brokenness. Listen to what he shared with me. The purity of God's word reveals my heart for what it really is, and therefore my desperate daily need for his words. My temptation is to be dogmatic on the scriptures that I do not struggle with, and then to gloss over the scriptures that are standing in the way of what my flesh desires to do. No, every word of God is pure. I must drive God's word down deep into the bedrock of my heart. And then, don't miss this process, and then Christ in me, the hope of glory, will be shown to others as the word of God dwells in me richly. Don't mess up that order. If you're here today and you're like, you know what? I want Christ to be seen in me. My question to you is going to be, well, are you pouring God's word that's pure, every word of it, into your life all the day long? Well, no, I don't do that. I don't want to do that. You're in a whole heap of trouble. I recently struggled with an issue. I struggle with a lot of issues. Let me rephrase that. But I recently struggled with a particular issue. And after the fact, I was analyzing in my brokenness and through many tears of repentance. And it was very interesting because that day, I was not in the Word. That day that I gave in to this struggle, I was not in the Word. The guardrails were not up. The Bible works in many ways in our lives, but one way that it does work for sure is guardrails. It keeps us from driving over spiritual cliffs. It keeps us on the straight and narrow. It keeps us pursuing righteousness. It keeps us pursuing faithfulness. It keeps us pursuing obedience, because the Word of God, as I said earlier, is living. It's active. This is not just a bunch of stories and fables. This is the Word of God, that every word, every single word, every single period, every single comma is pure. R.A. Torrey said it like this: God's word is pure and sure. In spite of the devil, in spite of your fear, in spite of everything, God's word is pure. Are you, let me ask you the question this morning, are you truly, truly hanging on every word of God's word? Are you hanging on to it? Is it the air you breathe? Is it the blood in your veins? Are you hungering? Are you thirsting? That I got to get in God's Word. If I'm not in it, I'm going to drive over the spiritual cliffs. If I'm not in it, the people aren't going to see Christ in me, the hope of glory. If I'm not in it, I'm not going to make wise decisions. If I'm not in it, I'm not going to live an obedient life to God. If I'm not in it, I'm not going to be faithful. Do you approach God's Word like that? Are you hanging? Are you hanging? Are you hanging on every word of God's words?
You've been listening to This Day in the Word, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. Don't forget that all of these messages are archived and are free to download at thisdayministries.org. That's thisdayministries.org. In addition, if you have been blessed by the teaching of God's Word during This Day in the Word, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is info@thisdayministries.org. That's info@thisdayministries.org. Or you can write us at This Day Ministries, P.O. Box 7267, Brandon, Florida 33508. That's This Day Ministries, P.O. Box 7267, Brandon, Florida 33508. Thanks again for listening as we strive to honor Christ and impact our world as we spend this day in the Word.